They say plants like music.
Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
All right, here we go, boys.
Man, you know how I know I finally left Vegas? I
was how do here you for know? Because you went crazy in Vegas again.
Ooh,
I almost got abducted by a cult.
Well, I can't
wait. We talked
about
it on Sirius.
I want to hear more about this story. It's very strange. but I realized this. Like, you're not done with vacation until vacation is done with you.
Oh, powerful Yakov Smirnoff.
Wow.
Yeah, good.
Because, you know, again, Vegas, how are you feeling? First of all, first night, you go the hardest.
Super fun.
As soon as you arrive, because you're so excited, lights, sounds, wow.
Oxygen, the oxygen they pump in there.
Pump it in.
That's great.
Right? You know, you just get ready to go. All of a sudden, you know, Friday, you're destroyed. Definitely begins the 72 hours of no shit. Right, you're definitely not going to shit.
Well, it depends what drugs you do, bud.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to shit.
Oh,
real fast. And for some reason, why? Now, why?
Why?
We'll get into the show, but why?
Why now?
Oh, every time you have to use a bathroom in a casino, they're cleaning it.
What?
Have you noticed that? Every time you have to use a bathroom in a fucking casino, they're cleaning it.
Maybe because you
why
go to like Burgundy Lanes
no,
and like,
I go to,
and
I only,
Mafunka, Illinois.
No. I only go to the top tier, low trash, high class casinos. Why do they clean during the day?
I'm actually 4, happy.
5 p.m., 6:30 p.m.
Because actually that's not the rush.
No, it is the rush. That's oh my God, that's when you got to pee the most. Because you wake up noon, right? You have a coffee. Next thing you know, you're drinking beer for 4.5 fucking hours. 6:30 comes. You need to pee every 20 minutes on the 20 minutes on the dot. That's why you have to get your pee group going
but you're,
very, very early on.
We're talking
everyone
about
synchronize. Last podcast, side stories, Ben Henry.
You are talking about a very different Vegas experience, all right? Because you're a pisser.
Everyone's a pisser.
But I started switching my blood pressure medication to at night so I don't piss as much during the day. So I'm not as much of a pisser as I was.
It doesn't matter.
Right?
You have no control over that. You consume liquids and then you pee.
But I realized I was hungover until I finally had you ever have a dump that breaks the water?
Oh, the one that truly feels like the toxins are out.
It's just like that's
it is very funny.
I felt a cackling gin.
Yeah.
Come out of me. Like I heard like, like every bit of laughter that I was experiencing in Vegas that turns into a frown.
Oh.
As soon as Sunday morning comes, it turns into a big frown. It turns into a big like, everybody's mad at me. What have I done wrong? But most of the people that are here that would be mad at me are here. You know, I'm looking
They've
at them.
They've done the same thing that I just did
yes.
for the most part.
But that's not how you feel about Vegas. Every time I come home from Vegas, I assume somebody's mad.
Oh, yeah, because you had way too much fun. And then also, it's just all in your own brain noodle.
Mm.
So your brain is so upset with you for maybe doing things that you're like, oh, my God.
Not normally
only
doing.
In Vegas.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Next thing you know, the ride back is a strange ride because you're sweaty and you're hungover. And do you want to have another drink or is that just going to lead to a whole other series of problems?
No,
I
did the thing to a flight attendant this time where I was like, she asked me if I wanted a drink. And I was like, I don't drink anymore.
Good.
Like I'm now sober now. But it's
the only other option is a Bloody Mary.
But then I get over that. It takes me about 48 hours later. I'm over that, ready to drink again.
Well, craving a beer. I went to a rodeo for my first time ever with my boy Grant Gordon. It was quite fun. A lot of MILFs.
Yeah, that means it's your
Holy
actual
hell.
Your actual first time at a rodeo.
That's right. So I can, next time I can have a little t-shirt that says it's not my first rodeo.
No, you, did
also,
you?
Also, apparently the first rodeo was last year for this company and everyone said that it really sucked. And then so this year was their second rodeo and they had they made little shirts that said this is our second rodeo.
You know, I don't mind that. That's solid branding.
I can't believe how hot those gals are out there.
Are you, and those are just the girls racing.
Oh my goodness! I watched barrel racing, horses running around. Now I was happy no horses broke an ankle. You gotta pop them in the head.
Yeah.
Or I'll just choke them out.
I feel like they should allow you to do that if you can get high enough in the VIP lounge.
And I don't want to get gross here.
No,
I don't. But when you truly do realize the majestic nature of a horse. Horses.
This is side
are,
stories. Hi, my name is Henry Zabrowski.
Whoa,
this is
this
Ben
now?
Kitzel.
No, you don't get to introduce just because
to,
I said I, no. I'm not saying this sexually.
I just sent an email to our head researcher. I feel like horses. Disgusted even just thinking about this. I sent an email saying, "How do you feel about bestiality?"
I'm not talking about bestiality. Don't sexualize this.
You just about to do?
No, because I can watch an Iron Man competition, for example, and say, wow, look at the abs, look at the arms, the leg muscles, the traps,
those are
the
men.
Lats.
Those are human
or
men.
Or with women as well, because I'm not attracted to like super, I'm not attracted to the men either, but I'm not, you know, I can watch.
But you're attracted to horses.
No, what I'm saying is you can see the structure, the muscle, the hair. They're very beautiful creatures. That's all I was saying. And they're smart.
Man,
they're smart, and I asked one for its number, and it said nay.
Very funny.
He saves it. No. But I did. I'm never up close to horses, other than the horse cops in New York that just leave shit everywhere. And I hadn't seen horses. These were athletic horse. These steeds, just steeds.
I'm glad you didn't send the email to the researcher. And guess what, researcher, not into it. I did try to because I softened it. I was like, not in general. You know, I'm not asking what you're doing in your weekend, but how do you feel about reading about the nature of bestiality? Ugh. And I got some pushback.
Yeah, it's nasty.
I mean, it is. But you just extolled.
No, I did not. I was talking about just the physical, the beauty of what the creation was, the creation of the horse.
Amen.
Beautiful animal.
Beautiful.
It kind of looks like just, big chihuahuas.
You're just really leaving these doors wide open.
No, nothing sexual about it. Although it does seem like women are a little bit more upfront with their love of dogs and horses.
Well, yes, everybody likes dogs and horses. Everybody likes dogs and horses because they are emotionally sensitive.
Women are...
A lot of times I feel like a horse will listen better than a man.
Yeah, also a lot of people said Arnold Schwarzenegger, only straight men thinks he's hot. I think some gay men think he's hot too. Okay?
He's literally still talking about this. And Schwarzenegger's not getting back to us because we've sent letters being like, hey, you come get your son to Kissel. Come get your son, please, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
He could carve me. He would carve me up. I would like fucking like a slice of granite.
What is happening today?
No,
man?
I'm saying he could. I would work. I would give Luke a granite.
Yeah, you can do that now. Actually, I can help you.
No, I know, but I need Arnie there.
I mean, we all do.
I just want to talk to him about what it was like to be the governor. And then when you would take a shit, you're like, the governor's taking a shit right now.
Well, just watch the documentary. He gives himself a fairly healthy adjudication. According to Schwarzenegger, he got 5 stars to being the governor. Yeah, he really does talk about it. He's like, not a lot of the people to do what I did. And you're like, it's true. It's true. He is technically chaos magic personified.
It really is. Well, anyway, do we have any? So we want to do this ocean. What is this? Ocean Gate.
Yeah, I want to talk about hubris.
Oh my fucking god! Stockton Rush. Thy name is hubris, and there needs to be a picture of that man in the dictionary.
Everybody has been talking about this now, so you really can't go into that detail about it. I did just get a fun video. I'll show you of what it looks like when a tanker is crushed under 1 atmosphere of pressure.
I saw them do it with a Diet Coke can.
Oh, yeah. And they believe that this is a big tanker, and then you should actually see, then you can extrapolate what the Ocean Gate went through at 375 atmospheres. They were obliterated. There's also, it's a really fucked up story because we know that the son of one of the people that was one of the riders on the submarine was trying to win a Guinness World Record for Rubik's Cube at lowest depth.
So initially, which just hold your hand in a tub. I mean, how many people have done this shit underwater? How many are doing it? Anyway, this kid, he's really the saddest one. So his name is Solomon Dalwood. And initially we were like, oh, he didn't want to go on it. But evidently his mom was supposed to take the trip. But yes. She said, no, he really wanted to go on it. Because, yeah, as Henry said, he wanted to set the Guinness Book of World Records for doing the best Rubik's Cube from the lowest depths in the ocean. But we don't know how far he got there. Probably not too far.
They got an hour in. And then what's also strange.
Well, he solved it. So he made that, you know what? Posthumous, give it to him.
I feel like we could just give it to him, but he definitely probably did it once to warm up, and they're like, not deep enough. They're sitting there with a ruler.
How
like,
deep
like,
do you have to go?
I have no idea.
Also, Guinness Book of World Records has to have somebody on board recording it, so I don't even think it would have been passable.
It does it, because that's what we try to do. You remember Kurt Braunohler ran a show for a while called World's Greatest, where he was in New York, where he said for each monthly show, he was trying to break a world's record, but that was a massive issue, was getting them out there, because the Guinness people have to be present
also
for it to be a world record.
If you want to know the guy, there's a guy that like has like 10,000 records, and it's like, I wear a condom on my nose
you
and fart and play frisbee.
You
and
have
then
to
they're
pitch
like, wow,
it.
He did it.
But you have to pitch it.
You do have to pitch it. They have to say, that is a discernible talent.
Yes.
So who knows? Maybe our friend Blasian, maybe she could do most burps by a hot chick
in
an hour.
Blasian, that's a really good idea. Help us. Hit us up. We can help you coordinate that
with
Guinness.
Anyway, that was sad, though, with the kid.
It's very sad. And then Ocean Gate, it is also interesting, is that the Navy, we now know, knew the second that it exploded.
Fucking liars.
But it's hard because
Is it?
Well,
what was the 72 hours of media coverage where they're like, well, we just simply don't know. They might be down there playing Scrabble with all our... They knew they were dead, and they looked at us in the eye, and they said, hold on to hope.
I still think that you're talking about, again, not the Navy. You're talking about CNN. Because CNN were the ones that were lying to us.
The Coast Guard.
Because they loved they loved having the counter with the oxygen amount that was still in the submarine. They loved having that. They got to talk about absolutely nothing for 2 days. They had a really good time. Navy had good reason to technically not say where the implosion happened, because that's where our top secret like recording mechanisms that line the ocean floor are. So they were trying to cover up for it. And so there was probably...
We know what you do. You just caused another coup. The CIA is all over the place.
But technically the CIA is doing the one job that they hope that they do, which is destabilize Russia.
Spreading seeds of democracy.
That is the only place where it's good is in Russia. Good work, CIA. Yeah, but just leave my damn apps alone.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it's not. But the U.S. Navy obviously was covering up for specific reason. It was all of the media groups that also probably knew this information. I imagine that they made a whole big deal about how we're doing this search expedition. It's why Biden didn't make a statement about it, because they knew they had to wait, even though they probably all knew that the thing exploded upon hours. Everybody knew, and that the media company was just running with it because they love to talk about nothing for as long as humanly possible, like us.
I do have to put my libturd glasses on.
Whoa.
700 migrants also died.
Whoa.
Which maybe Biden could have mentioned.
Not in a submarine, though.
No.
Because if it was in a submarine,
They weren't billionaires, so nobody seems to care, but all right.
You know how you talk about them is that you put them in a hot air balloon. Because on today's hubris corner, I want to talk about what it means to believe in yourself too much and how more often than not it leads to your untimely death.
So is this guy the Stockton Rush of hot air balloons? Also Stockton Rush forever. Man, that guy set him up to fucking implode in the ocean so well. You know, General McCarthy said you're best known for the rules that you break. It's like he wasn't even a PlayStation controller. It was one of the fucking more generic controllers. It's a Logitech.
He's just, anyway, again,
I just have to get it out.
How do you say it? He was asking for it.
Just don't bring friends.
Just don't bring friends.
Just go down alone.
Kill yourself. Right?
Please,
please, if you're a billionaire and you want to go to the bottom of the ocean, just do it yourself.
You're a billionaire. Why would you? I want to go to the bottom of the ocean just so I can feel at peace with the shellfish and maybe make friends with the crab.
You know where I want to go? Cancun. I want to go to a nice place. I'm going to go on vacation to the south of France. But here's, again, how hubris causes mayhem and murder.
Uh-oh.
This is a sad story, but also, again, He was fucking asking for it. A man by the name of Peter Gregory. He was 25. Now, he is a pilot for Ryanair. He loved the sky and he loved doing all forms of, like, you know, what do you say, like hobby flying. And one of his favorite things to do was hot air balloon expeditions. And yes, this man blew himself the fuck up in a homemade hot air balloon that he made live on TikTok to show everybody just how safe and easy it was.
That's the problem, guys. This is real life. This is not for TikTok challenges. Please do this not. Guy, you can't skirt certain safety issues, which is why I don't dabble in these things that require great detail.
This guy actually,
because I'll forget a few lug nuts, and next thing you know, I'll end up hanging out like the old man from Up.
But I don't think that he, like, how do you put this? Like, he thought he was doing a fun thing, and he didn't defy the laws of, like, security protocols and all that shit. He just died in a tragic accident, and I think that no one should go into a hot air balloon. You shouldn't go.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so Peter Gregory, he decided he wanted to make his own hot air balloon so he could show everybody how it was accessible. So he made this thing. He had a TikTok account by the name of Flying Pedro. He made what he was a 4,000 pound balloon, and that's the US, that's the UK money amount.
Oh,
right. So
okay,
he did it on cheap. It was 270 panels
cheap,
of 10 fabric. I don't know, but it shows him on this video sewing each one piece by piece. And people keep asking him on TikTok, is this safe? And he has this line that I refuse to believe.
What did he say?
He echoed the Hot Air Balloon Association, whatever they're called, in saying that being in a hot air balloon was safer than riding a horse.
I believe that's the British Balloon and Airship Club.
Whatever.
Which, if you really want to have a good time,
but yeah,
you're
going
to like that.
Because according to them, balloon accidents are often very rare. The last one was 12 years ago. In 50 years, there's only been 5 or 6 fatalities. Statistically, it is safer than horse riding, which I don't think is true. People do more horse riding.
Yeah.
All right, than to go up in a hot air balloons. All right. But I distrust hot air balloons. And he said that his thing was completely safe. It was manufactured according to a design, which he says has been proven over 100 years and doesn't need much changing. That's how he posited it.
I think they probably did figure out the hot air balloon around then.
But the thing went up and people said they watched it and they were like, oh, isn't that beautiful? Because there was something called like Hot Air Balloon Day or something.
Well, no, it was the Worcester Balloon Festival. Mm-hmm.
And they just watched it burst into flames.
But interestingly enough, organizer says the accident was not connected to the festival.
No, I wonder, wow. But oh, so that, they washed their hands of it?
They kind of washed. Yeah, but it was a hot air balloon that was ballooning over this festival. It was at least tangentially connected. Maybe he didn't have documentation. You know what you gotta do? What's the AIDS quilt up to?
Where is this AIDS quilt?
Let's make a hot air balloon out of it, and that'll be good. Everyone can see it.
I just
and
don't
we can remember.
I think it might be slightly porous. But his family is saying that they were very, like, how do you put it? They say, I understand. You lost your son. He's a brave person. This is somebody that is a pilot.
He was just
a horrible accident. It's a horrible accident, but still.
I do wonder, though.
Build your own goddamn hot air balloon.
Buy
one.
Would he have done it without the TikTok? Would he have done it without the TikTok?
I don't know, but his family says in a statement, which is very sweet in its way, saying at least we're satisfied to know that Peter died doing what he loved, which was falling to the ground at terminal velocity on fire.
Well,
that's not true. No,
he
was flying.
That's a bit of a joke there.
No, he was flying. He was saying being in the air was what he loved. But I still feel like, he was doing what he loved. He died doing the opposite of what he loved. And I feel like that's what everybody says.
Also,
they all say that they died doing what he loved.
How is that better?
I think it's worse.
I want to die doing something that I hate.
Because then at least I hated it for a reason.
Right. But if I die doing something I love, I'm like, I actually wouldn't have minded living.
I am going to die doing what I love, which is living, which is hopefully in a brain aneurysm due to too much sex when I'm 99 years old.
Live from your grave.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about two literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction, and it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins. As soon as I wake up, and a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/lastpod.
There's a convicted sex offender. He used a drone to look into a woman's bathroom.
Oh,
these motherfuckers are doing. Speaking of hot air.
That's what this guy's doing.
Yeah, this guy, he's got a mugshot. He's wearing a black shirt. As a matter of fact, we're almost dressed alike. He has a...
Does he talk about the elegant musculature of horses and how he admires them? Not sexually, from afar.
If you have not seen a horse in person, have you seen a horse in person?
Yeah, I have.
But like, have you seen the show horse? When?
Recently, Natalie was riding it, and I was looking at it.
Be careful. I heard they're more dangerous than hot air balloons.
That's not true.
She told, so she was in this 14-year-old, she was in the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, looks like there's a drone outside the fucking window.
Oh, man, is that Steven Spielberg?
If I see a drone, you should be allowed to shoot them down. I don't care what anybody says. I hate fucking drones.
I know. I know. I know. You're very anti-drone. But
you know what she did? She found the drone.
Well, what happened was that the drone came up to go see her poo-poo, right? And then she went like, oh, no, it's a drone. And I guess the guy was like, oh, they're going to see my drone. And then he went to do an escape maneuver with a drone. It hit a tree, fell into the lawn. which is technically, again, if this was 2003, this would be a Farrelly Brothers movie.
like sequence.
In 2003, I mean, in the 1970s, in Animal House, this is just Belushi's character getting a boner and falling off.
And Porky's.
But this is
then
why.
It fell into the lawn and then they went and grabbed it. They just threw it in the pool.
Threw it in the pool.
Yep.
And I love that. So now that's a submersible. And it probably has a better chance of seeing the Titanic than those other people did.
Well, now, actually, I think they're having a direct view of the Titanic because they're seeing all these spirit forms.
Yeah.
And they're walking the halls of the Titanic and seeing them. Now they get to just be there with the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Just don't be,
actually, I think that she was unsinkable. I don't think she was there because of the... I think she had natural air pockets in her legs.
He was charged with video voyeurism. I guess it's a felony count, which is
I think it's a good idea. Yeah, yeah. I would put it towards a felony account. Yeah.
Yeah, but now the girl's all fucking shook up here.
Of course, because she's wondering where the hell is this next drone gonna come from.
What is the point of a drone?
My thing is that it'd be different if
No one makes movies with it.
No one does. No, they do. Yes, they make movies.
No, I know, but how many? They always like GoPro, for example. They're always like, you like to bodyboard, right? Buy a GoPro. No one does this.
People live
very
a life.
Few.
I will truly say people do. I'm kind of with you because I don't know who would ever do that, but apparently it's very popular.
No, I know.
People do lots of water sports.
I just think
sports.
They market it. I mean, I watch some water sports. I think they market it, but then the most people
don't
just do this.
But people who do it quite often. But my thing is, I'm saying this out loud. You're allowed to come and film me while I'm shitting, even against my will.
Oh, my God.
As long as that footage...
On that toilet of yours?
Goes straight to America's Got Talent.
You better blur out that toilet just out of respect.
Well, just because I don't want to actually, like, infringe on the toilet's rights.
Exactly.
Because that toilet, my
it's sentient.
It's my family member.
I know.
You know, like, and I fill them up.
But actually, I don't think there's any more hosts of that show that are alive.
What?
I think Daisy Fuentes. Possibly dead.
I think Daisy Fuentes.
Dave Coulier.
I think she was there on January 6th.
We don't know. Dave Coulier maybe was Donald Trump the whole time.
No, David Coulier's alive because he was on the Family that Full House reboot.
Okay.
So he's been making money again, but then they only feature the parents for a little bit, and then Bob Saget died, and he'll never work again.
And that's the biggest tragedy of all of it.
That's what I'm thinking, is that the real victim of hubris here was David Coulier, believing that his talent was enough to make his star enduring. And the ever-changing stratosphere of Hollywood.
Absolutely. He did a great... Speaking of waterworks, you know, that was his closing bit when I saw him. He took a sip of water, and then he was like, you want to see a sprinkler? And
I remember the sprinkler bit. Is he still doing the sprinkler bit?
That was like 25 years ago.
Yeah, he used to do that. That was one. I remember I had a tape.
That was
tape.
His closer.
Yeah, yeah. I had a tape of his, like, stand-up set. Wow. Wow, he only had one closer ever. That's all you need. And cut it out.
Cut it out.
It's all you need to cut through the fucking mess.
All right.
Here's another story about cutting through the mess. Because, again, it must be difficult to be single.
Sure. You know, it's very difficult. Simple. Also, sometimes, to be honest, it's very awesome.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I would say it's 70-30.
It's free and frightening.
Yes. But then the 30 quickly goes away once, you know, you just get over it.
Yeah, the scared part of it.
Like, I was a little lonely last night for like 20 minutes, but then you know what I did?
What?
Downloaded Diablo 4.
It's like, technically,
it was really
that's
fun.
Extremely functional.
Yeah, it's a really fun game, and it's I never played it before.
No, it's fun. I've never played Diablo games.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Should I do that?
Yeah, it's like skeletons and shit. It's actually really fun.
Do you just shoot stuff?
It's all swords and mallets and stuff, but you level up really fast.
Ooh, maybe that's what I'll do.
It is actually fun. I think you would like it.
Okay, great. But I'm cool, because I'm not lonely. I'm too partnered, right?
Which can also be lonely.
It depends. It depends, because, you know, lonely at the top. Tell me about it. But this guy is a different type of lonely, but he really tried. This was a gunman demands a woman befriend him on Facebook after breaking into her Indianapolis home. What a surprise. A later messages her to ask her out. Now, this young woman, Amber Baron, she is very cute. She was delivering pizzas all day. She got home super late at night.
She's got a job. She delivers pizza. She's going to go home
hard.
Smelling like pizza.
Oh yeah. That's the wife.
That's right great.
Because then every day she'd be like, we don't got to have delivery because you got DiGiorno. And it's her. So it's a giant. Right?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
You know, all the fast food restaurants that I've worked at, Pizza Hut, you come back, you smell much better. Burger King, and it leaves a stink on you.
It does.
Yeah, really I don't know
does. Why. I don't know. Now, this man came up to her and he held her at gunpoint as she went to go get her mail at 4 o'clock in the morning. And the man, he took out a gun. She gave him the equivalent of $100. She had about that much on her. And then he says, after a second, putting the gun in her, be like, hey, man, hey, add me on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Which then included his real name. His name is Damian Boyce.
Oh, look
and
at
he
that.
Doesn't have the he doesn't have the body of a scientist, if you know what I mean. He works out too hard to read. And he forces her at gunpoint to Facebook friend him. He then goes home and then messages her with, I think, the worst series of pickup lines I've ever heard. Because, again, I don't know how lonely people are. I really don't. I don't know what people go through. But the messages that he sent her after robbing her, which were verbatim, quote, look, you know I'ma pay you back. It's a fucked up way to meet someone. But damn, you was, W-A-S-S, 2-T-O, pretty to rob. And so he shot his shot. And then Baron replied, I believe you, man. I can tell you're sweet. Times just got rough. I know that because she's extremely, extremely nice. And then the exchange emboldened Boyce, who said, why don't you just come over and we can chill?
Well, there you go. Netflix and chill. Have a nice time. And you know he's got money because you just gave it to him. So isn't that nice?
But then... So this is one story. Kind of cute, right?
Not really.
I mean, it's scary and bad. It's scary and bad.
So not even at all kind of cute.
But yes, but what's worse is that he was just previously arrested, same man, and charged in a separate robbery on June 12th. This is like 2 weeks ago, in which he shot two people and hit a third in the head with a brick.
Well, there you go.
That's
now,
the thing
why?
Is that he's out on bond. He's just out. So I didn't know you could be that. I guess they didn't die. I guess the people he shot didn't die. And so you could just wing them. And that's fine. Yeah. And they let you go because Indianapolis, they decide, well, we've got too many actual full murderers to deal with the guys that are bad shots.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point? He's obviously not killing anyone, just taking off a couple of earlobes here or there. According to Amber Barron, she says, I think, especially as a young female, it's something you always think about, but never think will happen to you.
No.
This is why, ladies, guns for feet, think about it. Also, little pink guns.
I believe that there is an entire industry
of
about
guns.
Tiny guns for
and
women.
Not for children. Because there's also an industry
they've been
of
using
guns
them
for
really
children,
well.
Which is really bad.
So
and
far,
horrible.
I have seen how many different stories about little children shooting parents.
There was another story about don't put it on the nightstand. It's not a fucking dildo.
You know what I don't think the problem is the guns. I think that it's really super appropriate to have these weapons of death, these machines of death that can just be really easily used by a toddler. It just seems like, wow, it just seems like that's incredible.
Well, she was correct, though, in her assessment after she added
look
him on Facebook.
Look at this lady's gun. It's all pink. This is kind of
what
like,
I'm saying.
This is kind of mean. That's like women could shoot you with a normal, just like black chrome
gun. No, but
gun.
Ladies still like style. They like to bedazzle things.
I guess it would
that's
be more fun.
That's why they're
fun.
So dangerous.
This is more fun to shoot your husband with.
Yeah, that's why it's like scary. That's why they're, because it's like, oh, I did all this fantastic work making up the murder scene, and the murder scene's looking really good, and I can't wait for him to see it, and then she kills him.
Wow.
Women are, have you not seen any of the shows? Mainly women who kill. Let's see. I don't care about Koberger. They're going to seek the death penalty.
I want to go through.
We'll
like,
talk about that later.
Once it hits trial, we'll really get into it.
That's been a fucking weird thing to watch sludge around, though, in the media cycle.
I don't really want to get into too much detail about it because I have to unpack it more. But apparently, have you seen this? Shelly Miscavige, if you listen to the Someplace Underneath series, it really goes into great detail about the story of Shelly Miscavige and her missing thing. Have you heard about this new thing?
No, but also, whatever happened, wasn't he being charged with something? Whatever happened
time.
To all that stuff?
It just takes forever to put these cases together. They finally got David Miscavige.
Is he in custody?
Him the charges, but no, these guys know. They know how to push this stuff for a long
time. Of course.
But Shelly Miscavige, so a lot of what they, basically, Scientology's official line was that Shelly Miscavige, the wife of David Miscavige, who's in charge of Scientology, who's been missing for like 20 years, since 2013. So 10 years. She's been missing for 10 years. She was apparently found. And so Scientology has this line saying she's alive The police came to speak with her in this mansion, which is about 2.5 hours north of Los Angeles. We saw this woman. We asked her if she's being held against her will.
Okay.
This is what the police said. And Shelley Miscavige said, yes, absolutely. I am Shelley Miscavige for certain. And I'm here voluntarily. I want to stay. And they
she's
let her stay
good.
There.
So, okay.
So I just, yeah. But it turns
also,
out
it's not if that is all true and she's fine just eating cereal all day. OK,
but also we're talking that what Spun brings up is that idea of does someone who's raised in a cult even know how to get out? Like even know like well, if you're this far
true,
in,
true.
Do we know how to get out?
Right.
But they're basically saying that they fingerprinted her. And now that they're showing there was a FOIA request, this information has come out to show that the fingerprints do not match the actual Shelley Miscavige. So whoever the police met at that house on that day was
what?
Not Shelley Miscavige. It was some other woman.
Do they got the DNA?
This is all through Tony Ortega. Like he has a whole Substack that's all about Scientology news. And
whoa, so it's just a, wow, that's a fucking trip. This woman might just be buried.
She might be dead. She might be dead. Who knows? But it wasn't that lady. We'll get into it at some point. We'll do another Scientology follow-up as more time builds because, again,
that's weird.
We are still dealing with their lawyer.
Their lawyers. The lawyers are having fun with it, though. Our lawyers have been, I love when lawyers have fun because they use big words.
They love, because you know what it is for me? I don't like conflict. I don't like to fight. But lawyers like to fight.
I'm not going to give you that.
Fuck you.
I'm not giving you that.
But I don't like to fight in my daily life.
No. I mean, no. But you will. No, you do. You have massive road rage.
That's different.
That is not.
No, it's my justice.
That's conflict.
No, it's justice. It's equalizing the roads.
I felt the same way as when I say that I'm a quiet person to you, and then you're just like, you're not a quiet person. But actually, I am quite quiet.
And unbelievable. You and Jackie. Jackie, my sister, had the fucking nerve to tell me she's quiet. I was like, I have sat with her in a room, and it's her going, she just makes noises and sings songs all day long. I was like, you don't know what quiet is.
No, okay. Well, speaking of songs, you know, Paul Bernardo, the white rapper.
He got moved. I don't know what the fuck happened with that. That's another story that I keep seeing. I got to get into that because he got taken down to a medium security prison because of a parole hearing. And then they did something with the family where they were charging them for making fun of the legal team or saying like a bunch of public statements about the fact that they couldn't get a hold of the parole documentation of like why one of the most significant criminals in Canada's history has been dropped down in his security register.
Well, he's been in Supermax or in Max for 30 years. Also, do you want to feel old? Paul Bernardo is 58. Doesn't that make you feel old?
It does, kind of.
He's always just going to be that horrible little rapper.
Yeah, him just, oh, God.
I mean, more rapist serial killer than rapper, obviously.
But which is the bigger crime for Paul Bernardo?
All of them. He is a horrible, horrible person. But that's kind of an interesting little insight into
story. I don't know what the fuck happened there. I don't know why they bumped him down. I don't know what maybe he finally did one good rap.
Maybe he finally did, or maybe after 30 years and some gray
hairs.
What's
the Eminem song with the one shot?
Kill shot.
You got one shot, the mic to go,
yeah,
this opportunity
go.
Comes once in a lifetime. And they did that. They're like, whoa, no shit, Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti, indeed.
Whoa, did he just rhyme with spaghetti? I mean, because they're Canadian. Maybe they never heard the song. And then maybe he plagiarized Eminem's Kill Shot.
I do think that that's possible.
And they were just like, wow, oh, it's that guy can certainly talk fast. So they call that rhythm talking. What do they call rhythm talking? Oh, I know rap. Oh, you mean like, oh, that Heart of Glass song. That's one of my favorite rippity raps I've ever heard. My
Heart
thing about
glass.
That Heart of Glass song is it's so fast, I can't even hear the names. I can't hear the words. I don't know how does Jay-Z even go down to the DMV. You know what I'm saying? He's rapping so hard, how can they tell him what his birthday is?
Well, there you go. Something you want to do around the Christmas season.
Live from your grave.
The only acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast? Your dog. That was your dog saying thank you for BarkBox. You can take a minute now. You pet your dog. But you're going to learn about Bark. It's the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Yay! Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. No, Wendy, I can't get you a whip. You're too cute for weapons. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. Mmm, tubers. My dogs love their toys selectively, but BarkBox sends good little ones for their little tiny mouths. They have little mouths, but strong, big spirits. So they fight over the little toys. I imagine they think that they are hunting and going after little bugs and rats. And oh, they love their life and they love what BarkBox brings, because BarkBox brings the bark and puts it in a box. Yep. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/LEFT. Ah, Jules. Oh, Jules. Make a wife smile today. The road to getting engaged can be long and full of memories and pitfalls and landmines. Or it can be short and thrilling, like a roller coaster on the way to the police department. But the road to finding the perfect engagement ring is a straightforward path every time. All you've got to do is head over to BlueNile.com and they're going to ship them rocks straight to your wife's new fingers. On BlueNile.com, you can create a bigger, more brilliant piece than you can imagine at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. Blue Nile is the original online jeweler since 1999. That's present time to me. Their diamond price guarantee means that in most cases, they can meet or beat a competitor's price on a comparable diamond. I know when I got my wife a beautiful Blue Nile necklace, the first thing she did was, "What did you do?" But afterwards, she was so happy to have it, and she loved it, and she wore it when we went on vacation, and Maron, did everybody come around being like, "Where'd you get that piece, you beautiful woman?" And I was like, "Stop talking to my wife. She's spoken for. You can see it with the Blue Nile bling she's got on her." Right now, get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code LASTPODCAST at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code LASTPODCAST at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it costs, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage. It's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
So, speaking of which,
I got something.
Oh, you want to do your breaking news? All right, because I was going to do this also. Just before we get to that, there's a guy in Yorkshire, and this is Yorkshire. Just kind of funny.
No, it's Yorkshire. Yorkshire.
That's what it is. And this guy keeps on, they call it a letterbox. It's a fucking mailbox, okay? And this guy, this neighbor his, just keeps on screaming porridge.
Well, he's very.
Over and over and over.
This is a very British crime. This is truly one of those.
Is it a crime?
How is this a crime? Because I don't really understand. He's just upset. So this man, he's a Yorkshire man. He said a mysterious neighbor of his, because he's has been going through his letterbox at odd hours during the middle of the night in his town in Boothtown, Halifax.
Halifax.
The past 3 weeks, he said the man who we have anonymized, according to the Yorkshire Live, which must be fascinating to watch. He said it's Whitson, because this man who keeps whispering things about porridge through his mailbox.
Right.
He's calling him the porridge whisperer. And he's saying that sometimes he's saying things, he's going, porridge! Porridge! And then sometimes he opens it and goes, porridge time, Papa Bear. And then
funny.
He opens it and goes, eat it before it goes cold, Papa.
Well, you want to eat it before it goes cold. And this guy was so upset, he went to a Facebook group to complain. And the name of the Facebook group is 50 Shades of Halifax.
They spank you with a trout there, man. But this
I'll never
also
forget when I saw a woman reading 50 Shades of Grey on a plane. I could smell it.
Oh, yeah, man. Because all about literally so smacking your pussy.
So horny.
Like, it's a, I think that's a lot for grandmas to read on a plane.
I thought it was a little inappropriate. I'm not bringing my penthouse out.
I can't bring my, like, big tits of Southern America almanac on the plane.
Which they still sell porno at the magazine stand in the airport, which I still don't know why. But
I should be able
you know
to
what I think it is for?
What?
A lot of the international travelers maybe coming in from Dubai.
Maybe. Do you think if you mix it being like the tits of the first ladies, do you think you could say, this is history each time you're flipping through and it's just like various drawings of what you'd think the breasts of the first lady would look like?
Young Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, she's the only
one. She was hot.
Yeah. But he says what I do think is honestly the most fair part of the most fair part of his criticism of this porridge man was that he says all this stuff about porridge. He doesn't leave any porridge.
And of course he should also.
And also, this is summertime. This is not a porridge time. Like, this is in the middle of the winter. Like, this is porridge. Am I eating porridge in the summertime?
Sad.
This should be about, like, a melon salad.
Yeah, speaking of melons,
corn on the cob.
And politics, best boobs in political history, Pelosi.
Well, Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah,
it is
Pelosi
what it is.
Definitely. She's got a couple of ocean gates on her.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she is doing well. But you
yeah,
know,
she is.
But I
husband
actually,
was almost killed, though.
I think it's hurting her back.
I'm sure it is.
It really, she's turning into a letter C.
Yeah, be
with
careful.
With the big old lumpy lumps on the top.
Okay.
Now, I want to show a little bit of video here. Is that now, we covered this story. Breaking news.
Whoa.
For Side Stories. We covered this story in its entirety so far, which is about the UFO sighting / alien visitation that happened in a Las Vegas suburban neighborhood. Now, it has been much derided, and people have said that the footage is doctored. I did watch the backyard footage of this young family who tried to show this direct photographical evidence of alien life, which
yes.
I did not see. I did not see the alien in it. And they even, and no matter how many times they put contrast on it or circled it, being like, this is his eyes. I could not see it.
Even
I,
with look, the circle help.
Could not see. Could not see.
Usually they can almost draw it.
But the one thing that they said was that there was cop cam footage
yes.
of a mysterious object shooting through the sky. Now, this is where our jobs are fucking awesome, because there are a lot of people that said that they believed that this body cam footage was doctored and it was not real. But now we know for a fact that it was. That is not true. As
that
a matter
is
fact,
not
that
true.
This footage
it was
is real. Thanks to one of our intrepid on the ground listeners. So first of all, one of them said, ew, one of them is involved with my former belt champion that was supposed to represent me in Lubbock, Texas in a belt whipping match that never got to happen. One day
it
could happen.
Well, I don't know. The people of Marcus was a little hurt because the people of Lubbock, I don't think they liked him.
They rejected him.
Yeah, they did, because no one was going to come to that show.
Well, it's because it's
rural.
It's rural.
It's rural.
It's rural. But we have footage from an undisclosed company in Las Vegas that had cameras running that filmed this same object. Now, we'll put it up on socials and we'll show it and we'll be like,
can we share it?
I believe we can share it.
Okay.
We can share
it. Okay. It's
you can literally see,
cool.
If you look and see here, I'll show you Kissel
here
in studio.
Do we want to put a little water? Should I pee on the computer, put a little water stamp on it?
No, you can just do, you just put your wet butt on it. So look at this. That footage, you remember?
Yes, indeed. It
what
shoots
in the living fuck
down.
Is that thing?
A bright, seemingly blue which
light.
Which implies that it might be not so hot.
That's not how it works, but but it is interesting because NASA, never a straight answer. So also, who wasn't there for any of these fucking pieces of shit? They weren't around for any
Gray?
Of the Arrow hearings. They haven't been anywhere around this Grush whistleblower shit. Where the fuck are you, NASA? This is
but
the
now,
one thing you fucking
that,
do.
Did you see
where the fuck have you been?
What about the heat signature now?
Well, this is they are trying to say NASA. Is trying to say that there was a small object that went through the sky. How convenient.
But are you seeing the heat signature?
Well, yeah, as any object would. as it slides through the air and through our atmosphere.
It does not have one.
Look. Look at it now. See, yeah, no heat signature.
That means it's cold.
Actually, that might be interesting. You might be wrong, but I like it. You know what
there's
I mean?
No heat signature. It's got to be cold.
You could be.
If there's no heat signature, that's the signature of heat.
I don't know, but it's supposed to be. I don't know. But again,
how are
I'm
you
with
wrong
you.
About this?
I know. I'm with you. I'm saying that science-wise, apparently, we destroy everything.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
But I'm with you because it means I'm right.
Also, oh my God.
I need you.
Aliens
I
Vegas.
I need your misinformation to make
you.
Me correct.
I'm with you. I've gotten some DMs being like, because I've advanced, I've evolved. I need information. I need data points. And certainly it's come in. Also, the idea of aliens just crushing at roulette.
Oh,
if
sure.
What if they can control? Oh, that's
you know
be,
where there's
that's gonna be a whole nother thing.
If there's gonna be anywhere that there's aliens, honestly, it's gonna be my favorite casino, El Cortez.
I love El Cortez.
El Cortez is my like Tatooine cantina.
It really is a fan. If you're ever in Vegas, it's just off the strip. It's super.
It's in
old.
Fremont.
It smells like a cigarette butt, like a filter of a cigarette. It
it's
smells
great.
Like, but in
it's
a,
got like $10 tables, $5 tables, so you can
and
gamble
you know what I
without. I feel like a high roller.
Yeah, it's great because you know there's no reason to waste a bunch of money. I learned how to play Pow Gow.
Pow Gow's fun,
and you actually kind of win a lot.
Oh yeah,
you can bet on yourself, or you can bet against. You can bet on yourself, or you can bet on the dealer.
But I think anyway. If aliens were going to go anywhere, that's where they would go because you're going to go across the whole galaxy. You're not going to search for a deal.
Oh, of course, they still want to deal with their click clack money, or and if they are future
Bitcoin.
Humanoid,
well, we know for a fact it's going to be using Bitcoin.
It's not going to be Bitcoin.
No, because I actually don't know how they're going to transfer.
How
it. I don't know
Bitcoin...
why they have money, but we know because of the expert we talked to that it's got to be Bitcoin. Because how else is there going to be? There's going to be no money in space.
He wasn't. But how is Bitcoin like the only thing that connects the douchiness of children and boomers? It's like the Venn diagram of just like people I don't want to talk to.
People love
except
Bitcoin.
Except for one of our best friends in the entire world.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And honestly, Fernando sunk a lot of his retirement into Bitcoin. He's got. He's actually wondering right now. And he every time the Bitcoin topic comes up, he does then reframe it. He's like, but you see, if you do. And I do understand there's a plan. I do understand. I actually like the idea of decentralized money. I like
sure.
the concept of it. But I do.
It just becomes centralized.
It just should be taffy. I want still. I still
right.
want money in my hands. Like I want. Big,
I think everything
I
should
want
just
Z
be
coins.
Favors. Everything should be done via favors.
You're talking about going back to Barter Town.
I want Barter Town,
which is kind of where you were when you were almost kidnapped by the man that owned the entire town.
Damn, man, it's been
Dan
so fun.
Town.
It's been so fun exploring the West. There's so many of these little, maybe two, maybe 150 people.
That's all you need, man. I'm saying.
So fun.
Kissel, we must buy our own town.
No,
last
gonna,
city on the left.
It's going to lead to just a horrible thing. And then we all just, we. The thing is, then you got to go stud.
Only
they
fatties.
Were trying to study. They were trying
only
to stud
fatties.
Us. Only fatties.
Come all on, right. man. We have a great time.
Well, I do like that idea. No, I do enjoy the idea of living in Margaritaville, though. All right. So let's do Hero of the Week.
We got a real one.
Kind of. So this woman is an Ohio woman. Oh, and she has a big ass werewolf statue. It's nearly 10 feet tall. It's pretty freaking cool. She dressed it up for July 4th weekend.
It's
coming
awesome.
Up.
It's awesome. The werewolf is fucking awesome.
Her name is Mary Simmons. She's out of Dayton. But of fucking course, the bitches in the town have complained.
Fucking whatever. What is this, Russia?
Yes, indeed.
This is fucking, they're trying to shut her down. Being like, you tell me you can take my fucking werewolf down? Oh, you come and do it. Take my 10-foot werewolf out of my cold dead hands.
Simmons says he's kind of become my house mascot.
He's incredible.
Yep. I kind of look at it as a security thing. Who wants to break into a house with a 9.5?
It's not like he's got a fucking like 15-foot dildo with a swastika at the end of it on him.
No.
It's a werewolf.
It's not the lead singer of the Pink Floyd there. she says, we're going to go to a big Hawaiian shirt and maybe some sunglasses.
That's fun.
For the holidays. However, a lot of people, city officials, they have no problem. Now, they have said that they are not going to remove it.
No, because they are begrudging.
Begrudgingly, because a lot of complaints have come anonymously. And so if you're an anonymous piece of shit that can't handle just a werewolf statue.
Did you see any of the witness testimony? I was watching some of the footage of the people complaining about the werewolf. And they had like the nerve to be like, it's scary.
Yep. I know
it's
it made
scary, and it's just being like, man, have you read the newspaper?
Have you read it?
And Mary, have you looked at the fucking 24-hour news cycle?
And to be honest with you, Mary Simmons, she looks good next to it. Because she's kind of a weird lady.
Yeah, she's fun. She's a little goth lady, and she's got her fucking big werewolf. That's how it should be. I feel like everyone should have one. And I'm mad that I missed the 12-foot skeleton, like, whole movement.
I know. You can barely get them anymore.
No, now they're expensive.
So, Mary Simmons, you're hero of the week. Stick to your guns.
You stick to your guns.
Keep that goddamn werewolf right where it is.
I chain yourself to it. And if they try to come and take it from you, we're going to come there. And we're going to do a live show in front of that werewolf.
Great. Side
stories. That is literally Side Stories Live. We will do Side Stories Live. If they dare try to take that fucking werewolf from you, I'm performing until I get arrested.
Okay. Well, very Jane Fonda.
Oh, they. You know what?
Jane Fonda.
Also, my cup size.
Yes, indeed.
Got her.
There you go.
She's a very sexy woman.
She was, yeah.
She's still good. She looks good.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Once you get down there,
who cares what people look like physically?
Well, sometimes also what I find with the very old is that if they used to be hot, if you take off all their clothes, you can kind of project on the inside what they used to look like on them.
Yeah, you just get a couple of clothespins and do what Homer Simpson did in that one episode.
Yes, that's how we listen to emails. Now, first of all, I got an email. I got a message straight up from one of our good friends, Sonia.
Oh, Sonia.
I will go into this more in the Manhattan Project thing, but do you know the dinosaurs were actually, they were not naturally destroyed during the giant extinction event. It was actually an alien nuclear bomb.
Oh!
Yeah, so that'll get us labeled for misinformation.
Did not know that.
But just know that that's real. And that if you, if you just look at the data, you could see that that's real just because of the iridium.
Well, they did say
in the
it
stone
happened,
structures.
They did say it happened very fast.
It happened too fast, very to my liking. Fast. Suspiciously fast. All right. And so we think maybe you need to take these history books, these so-called quote unquote history books that everybody has, and maybe write on side of it more like mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
But well, like not that? Mystery, like it's like, but like miss, M-I-S-S, mystery, because it's like you missed.
Yeah. Well,
the data.
Sort of happening like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
And I think history's wrong. We're
a lot
changing.
Of times. A lot of times it is.
This is actually very scary. This is a tourist walking out here. This is something that's really scary. This is a recent story out of Anchorage. A tourist was walking out in the mud flats that come out when the tide is low in Alaska. The tide is the second largest in the world, and in over 5 hours, it goes from fields of mud to being covered in 30 feet of water.
Be careful for those kids that like to play in those fields of mud.
Oh, yes. And never mind the fucking the jars of clay you get from there. Man, that is not even a joke.
God, I hate that bad.
Now, the tourist ended up getting stuck in this mud and waited as the tide slowly rolled back and drowning him not that far out from the shore. So they literally walked out, got stuck in about 4 feet of mud, and then couldn't get out of it, and then had to wait for 5 hours until 30 feet of water covered them. And they died. That's how they fucking died.
All right.
Isn't that fucking scary?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, man. I don't like that at all, dude.
No, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you scared of that?
Yeah.
I'd be scared. All right, I'll do a little bit of follow-up for you, Kissel. I have this because we got to go, but I have this little bit of news because I knew that you were so proud to bring this in last week.
Yeah.
I don't want to do a follow-up for you.
Uh-huh.
No. I was determined to email in after listening to this week's side stories about Cambodian penises.
Yes.
33, white, Anglo-Slavic, female, and my 36, Asian, full Cambodian male husband met at 20 and 17 while working at a Walmart. We hit it off immediately.
That's nice.
Got engaged a year later and have been married almost 15 years with two kids.
Congratulations.
I'm close to 5'9". Nice for my height. And he's a staggering 6'1".
Wow.
And he wears a size 6'15" wide shoe.
Oh my God, he's got a wad.
Now, I always told my family I had this attraction to Asians. And I'd finally met one way taller than myself.
Oh.
Now, his whole family is a few inches shorter than me. And they act like he's a sideshow attraction, getting pictures with him every time we visit. Now, I'm happy to report, as we listened together last week, that I must email in stating his member is a handsome 4 7/8 inches. And that may be small to some, as she says, or big in his case. But I think in this case, that even though he was a virgin when I met him, we have the most incredible sex a few times a week.
Well,
and I can actually enjoy giving blowjobs without choking, constantly. And I like to give a shout out. And that's what this is all about, man.
That's what it's all about.
That's what this is about, dude. Is that sometimes what's nice about having a normal ass penis is that you go, whip, whip, you don't even know what's in and out.
Well, that's why it's always nice. It's kind of nice.
You don't
it's
like even when you know.
Go to, it's like when you go to the deli and say, can you cut the sandwich in half for me?
No, because what's nice is then it's like, you have sex more often. It's like having two sandwiches.
Yeah. All right. Because
then
well,
you
can
spread the sandwich, wink, wink,
yes,
around
indeed.
The day. Because right. Why have all your dick at once?
Absolutely.
Have your dick in chapters. That's
like
how I watch
story.
Movies now. That's what that's what Eddie got me on.
Yeah. It's a great way to spend your time and go out there and imagine what you could be doing with your life.
It's not imagine what you're doing with your life. It's planning for the future with your fucking normal penis husband. And yeah, he's Cambodian, and now he has to know that he's less than the average.
Well,
and you did that.
I didn't. The science did. The Germans did it. It was a German research group.
I mean, I feel again. They did the
show me your Johnson.
I believe that they looked at the data and they fluffed it.
Show me your Johnson.
I want to do a little bit of a shout out to the tickets I need to sell, which is go July 5th.
Yes.
Come and see me. Classy Night Out with Ed Larson. Amber Nelson's going to be there. Julie Johns, Brian Moses, Jackie Zabrowski, Holden McNeely. Come and set Classy Night Out at the Pack Theater in Los Angeles. And also check me out in Atlanta in Dad's Garage. I'm going to be doing some improv. I love this theater. I can't wait to fucking see you guys. It is July 7th and 8th. I'll be doing all of the shows throughout the entire theater. And I can't wait to see you there. Come and make me say to something disgusting. We have also just made an announcement that our Australian tour has been postponed for another year. You guys are basically going to get a whole new tour, a whole new show.
It'll be fun
as
hell.
But we want to know that we are getting you guys a special gift. For pushing it one more time, we're giving you a free show for Australian listeners who bought tickets to this show. We're going to send out a big email with details to follow, but that is coming very, very shortly.
Also, maybe just throw a rope our way. We'll grab it and we'll pull everyone closer. And that'll make everything easier for us.
Wish the world worked like a cartoon.
I'll be in San Diego on the 9th, 16th. I'm going to be in San Fran.
You got to see this show.
I'm
going
to do this thing. I think I'm just going to do Las Vegas on the 23rd.
You got to see this show. You got to come out, see this guy. I was just in Vegas. Oh, I had a lovely chat with some people in Vegas, some listeners. And we were talking about the live theater scene in Vegas is supposed to be really fun.
I believe it.
They have a whole bunch of indie theater. Vegas is not just selling your family to a human trafficker.
No, I think they're about to get a basketball team too. This shit's going to be crazy.
I think it's going
to
be good. Funk is going to be good. So make sure you live every day knowing that, you might be in Vegas right now, but someday you won't.
We won't.
All right. And guess what? You won't be laughing about all the things that you just did. Because you forgot that eventually you have to leave this town where many things are allowed and many things are not frowned on. Because also remember, because at that time, guess who's also not laughing? A lot of locals.
Yeah.
They're not also super jazzed all the time about how much we're laughing, loving and learning, right? And living and all that shit in Vegas because they're like, it seems like you keep bleeding all over like my grandma's house.
But it's also good money.
Oh, it is.
It's
and they
good
are
for the tourism.
But that's what I like about Vegas. It's a place where you could just be free.
Yeah.
Be free to lose everything.
That's fantastic.
I saw family there even.
All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Yeah, hail Satan.
Magustulations. Send us more footage of aliens, please.
Please. Honestly, it's the best part of my fucking job. Getting that type of stuff is my favorite. I love getting messages from... I get crazy weird messages from the NSA, the CIA, all just tell me what a great work I'm doing. And I just want to say, we got him, CIA. Good work.
Good work. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hail Satan.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.